episode 64 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners. We are recording here in the brand new cave that is Barry's place.
Well, it's not really my place.
Yeah.
There's a story to tell. we're in a big garage.
Yeah.
It's quite empty.
We're in the house that is part of Barry's house, but the other house, if you follow.
And we've got Hazel in tow. She's not asleep, but yep. She's not crying.
She's not crying either, so let's go. Let's quickly record.
I can imagine the conversation was, I need to record tonight. And Hannah was saying, no. And I said, well, I'll take the cave with me, and then...
Yeah, and then what's your problem?
There's no problem, is there? Yeah. Yeah. Me. Yeah. What was the issue?
Exactly.
You can see how it played out.
Yeah.
See, damn that winter. He's got me. So Hazel's here. She's behaving herself for now. And we're going to crack on. So this is a kind of random wildfire episode. We haven't played a game.
Yeah,
because we might try and play a game.
We're recording on a Sunday because I was too busy at work, and horribly busy at work, actually.
Horribly busy.
Horribly
sir.
Busy. Yeah, just too many people coming in. Too many. Too
I thought
many.
You were going to find some system of like getting rid of the worried well or whatever it is you need to get rid of.
The worried well.
Is that what they're called? People are just like
needy. They're needy in miners.
I've got a cut.
Yeah, I need something. I'm so needy. It's like, go away. No.
Got conjunctivitis.
To be honest, it's just ambulances. People calling ambulances and them just coming in and in and in. And it's just like, there's no...
Everybody comes in an ambulance with a major, yeah?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Pretty much. But I'm just saying, we've just been inundated. And I had a couple of shifts where I've just been firefighting. Like... I'm getting people who've been waiting in an ambulance or on the ambulance bay for hours. They're sick. They need attention. I can't give it to them. You know, like, I'm literally, just spinning plates.
And the ambulance crew can't go and do another job because they're sat with them.
Yeah, exactly. It's all a bit of a nightmare, to be honest.
Okay. Well, happy days.
Yeah, I mean, I for two shifts, I didn't get any dinner at all.
They're like 12-hour shifts as well. They're not like picnics.
Yeah, 12, 13-hour shifts, and I didn't get anything to eat.
Wow. Well, I'm sure you were... on your metal, like after 12 hours with no break and no food.
Well, I mean, I make sure, if I'm working with the healthcare and stuff, I make sure they get breaks, but there's no chance for me, you know, because stuff needs to be done, you know? Like, right. Isn't it?
Yeah. So, the last time we played was the battle report, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah.
So that's a little while ago.
Yeah.
Not this week.
Probably. But I have now secured the dwarves back. So that's another army too we can do in the battle board, like, because they're fully painted, of course.
The good old dwarves.
Yeah, good old dwarves. There's plenty. I mean, tons of painted armies now. So, great, bring it on.
And there was an event this weekend that we're going to talk about.
Yes,
that
very interesting.
Our chums went along too, Jim and Alex.
Yeah, and I have some points from others, from attenders there, which we can bring up, which is lovely. All positive.
Now we can go through the results, so that's good. And lots of other good shenanigans-y stuff.
Yeah.
The first thing we need to talk about is Paul's week in wargaming, sir. What have you been doing since the last time we talked?
Mostly painting, though today, another reason why Hazel's here is I managed to sneak a War Machine tournament in. So today I was... Today was free. Yeah,
you played?
Yeah. I got three.
Without Hazel?
No, without Hazel, yeah.
Right.
So it was a.
And then you came out tonight.
Yeah, I know, because I got the baby. Yeah, like
you were really blown.
Anyway, because I do keep an interest in the local War Machine events, and there was one happening in Colchester.
Right.
You know, a 10-man event. It wasn't sold out, and I was free. And I said to Hannah, like, I've got two things I could do. I could go to a martial art thing. Or I could go to this gaming thing, but neither of them are necessary because obviously I have to go to the one on Saturday, the one I'm running. So what do you want me to do? And like, I don't mind if you say no. Mm-hmm. And she said yes, because I think these shifts, because I've been away like 14 hours in one hit anyway, I'm actually away less to go to an event, like a day event. So
she
can't say, oh, I can't manage without you because you've been doing more.
Yeah.
You know, so she let me go. You know, like, and...
So who was there? Was anybody we know there?
None from our club.
Okay.
It's like, they've got a nice little meta going. There's a couple of new faces. A couple of Americans, actually. I guess they must be posted over here or something, because I played an American airman second round.
Oh, yeah, they're always based out in... between Ipswich and Norfolk. I can't remember the name of the place.
American Air Force.
Yeah.
So, that was quite weird. But, so I played three games. I dropped... At the end of the third round, there was going to be a fourth, but I couldn't stay. So, like, I'd already pushed my luck, I felt, by that point, being right there in the first place. So I was just like, I'm just going. And but it was nice to play some War Machine events. That was really my first Mark III tournament, really.
They're still using the old steamroller stuff.
2016. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And moved over. So I played Nemo 3, a tier list, the scientist, the Storm Division, but with all scientists, which is the wrong way to play it, apparently. And and also the Nemo, Hayley 1, which was the Sons of the Tempest, which is loads of gun mages. So my first round I played Nemo 3 into Fagrosh.
Yeah, well, original big boy.
One who brings a guy back, yeah, yeah, original, yeah, big boy. And he was a really nice bloke I was playing, and favourite game of the day. And he overexposed Fagrosh, and I electrocuted him to bits. But I finished him with a grenade, a missed grenade. Was quite it was funny when it
goes
out.
The scatter.
Yeah, right. It scattered shortly, small, still hit him, and it was like one of my last attacks on him, and killed him with a massive spike.
Okay, no boost, just like
no. It was boosted because of my feet. Yeah, like, so I was like, that was hilarious. Because I was looking, what's the cheesiest way I could take this guy down? And I was like, here you go, have this grenade. So that was quite fun. But he admitted his mistake. Yeah, he was like, realised what he'd done after he'd done it. You know, like, oh, you've put that too far forward, I'm going to zap that. You know, like, then the second game, I played this American airman. And it's quite funny because obviously I'm using the list I want to use, and I'm not interested in any currents, like what if the best things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, and so he'd never really played the Nemo 3 list, and he moaned about it quite a bit. Like, it's just like, and I was like, it's, you know, like, because he got two lists in this tournament, and I put Nemo 3. He wasn't expecting that, and when I started zapping him, he was just not happy. And he said to me, he said he'd quit, but it would ruin my strength of schedule or something.
So did you win?
Yeah.
First two rounds?
Yeah.
So you must have lost round three, otherwise you'd have played.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, it would have been hilarious to drop and, like, I could win this
drop
thing.
Drop a 3-0.
I'm off.
50-50 chance of winning and going home.
So, so you use Ra'an, elf list, what are they called? So Retribution.
Like Mage Hunters.
Yeah. Well, we had to lose a lot of wizards. Battle wizards.
Right.
And yeah, they all get electrocuted. Nothing's immune to electricity. And I had to take his entire collective models off. I had to kill everything and stop him on scenario. But as I say, like, just really moaned about it. And
there was always a bit of an element of people that love to moan. Moan about dies, moan about this,
it's just
moan
like,
about...
It's just the game, mate. Like,
it's just the game.
So the third round, I was playing Tom Bell Signar. So Signar on Signar. And I played Hayley 1 into Maddox. And Tom's, he's a bit of a tryhard, to be honest. He's a nice guy, but he tries. It's a good nickname for him because he tries hard. And this is the current meta list. Like, the caster doesn't matter so much as what's in the list.
Yeah.
And double lancers, with all
Storm lancers.
And I can see, and the way he was using them, I was like, I can see why people don't like this stuff. Because they're like, they're knights that shoot guns. Like, better, they're the guns are the problem, not the knights. They're like, not the...
And
I can see the issues. So I couldn't play the Nemo list into that, because it's obviously, everything's immune to electricity, so I could do nothing. I literally have a list that could not attack him.
He knew he was going to use it.
Yeah,
okay,
so yeah. I was like, that's not great. I mean, and I said to him, like, gentleman's agreement hit, so why didn't, like, you know I can't use this list. Like, and he also had Hayley 1. I was like, if you use Hayley 1 as well, it's going to be just a really boring game, because we pretty much got the same list. Yeah, it's like, so, like, should we not do that? And he's like, and he was all like, because he's a tryhard, and he was like, oh no, like, yeah, you can use whatever list you want, it's a tournament, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, and I was like, but come, seriously, like, anyway, so it was Hayley 1 into Maddox.
And we got Hazel.
Yeah.
That's what we said.
So I'm just rocking out. Yeah.
Rocking and rolling. So you went 2-1, sir. Which is not bad.
Yeah, it's
a 2-1 drop.
Just to
ruin tryhard strength of schedule, yeah? In case he loses the final.
He still played somebody, played the spare player, so.
Well, your strength of schedule gets worse.
Oh, whatever.
Like, no, so now if he finishes, he loses the final, instead of second,
from the start, I said that I could only probably do 3 rounds. Yeah, like, because I was pushing my luck being there. Yeah.
Not like you, sir, pushing your luck.
Well, nothing left to push. And it was cool. It was cool playing War Machine again. You know, like, to me, like, I can see, like, it's still the same game. Like, there was, I made, like, the the second game, I made it like I didn't realise what the heavy super, like the colossal could do. Like he could shield guard a spell even, and it was like, and that did affect the game. But and if I'd realised that, but it's still, it's like you just roll with the punches.
Did he have the big?
The new elf one.
Oh.
Yeah, and it can basically shield guard a spell. Yeah, and he can get up to death 14 from range. You know, like, anyway, you just roll with the punches, you just deal with it. I mean, I just made it so I didn't actually have to attack it. You know, like, so I just, you know, won other ways. That's the thing about War Machine, is you just roll with it. Like, in the last game, when I was like, this list has got my number because it's doing what I'm doing better, I just went for his caster. And I was rolling to kill him, but it was high odds, and it didn't work. Yeah.
At the end of the day, Hallie's nowhere near as strong as she used to be.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is like, her key spell has had another debuff, another errata. I didn't even know
since?
About. Yeah.
Oh my god, it was bad.
Yeah, it's another one. So now the speed debuff is only in her command range.
What, 9 or 10?
Yeah,
it's
like, so it's pretty much useless.
Well, not even the 18.
No. So that's the thing, like, and obviously Tom knows this, and I'm playing
or 16,
it, and I'm playing it as my card is written, and of course it's changed since then. So I don't.
Hang on a minute. If you activate outside the 9.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect you at all.
It doesn't affect your speed. It's the death is in her control area.
Fuck the death. Who cares about the death?
Well, that's the thing.
The cavalry's going to go too far. It's just going to hit you.
Exactly. That's the thing. I just felt like that's... I mean, at the moment with War Machine, is that it's hard to stay up to date. And because they don't put cards with stuff now...
Well, they can't. Because they're basically... The way they're approaching the erratas is like... League of Legends, if you know this game, they just like on the fly overnight. They're just changing stuff. So
yeah, and there's
no printed media now for War Machine.
Well, that's the thing. Is like I might have been playing things like in that case. Oh, that's not actually the current.
The only way you can play realistically is with War Room.
Yeah, and I don't like really. You know,
there's not an option. Yeah. It's only cost you like £6 for Sigma.
Yeah, I know, but it's the format you play it on. I don't have an iPad, or I don't wish to own an iPad.
Well, we're on your phone.
Yeah, but
it's just the library of.
Well, that's the thing. It's like when I was playing the American. Obviously, he was off an iPad, and I was like, right, I need to look at your caster's cards. And it's like the other games. Here's your cards. And on this one, it's like scrolling through his iPad. And I don't want to touch his iPad. I don't want to break it. I don't want to, like, that's his iPad. He might have RedTube on there. I don't want to see it. Like,
I don't even RedTube.
Or something. It's like, yo, I don't, that's somebody's property. Like, these cards, which are laminated, you can break.
Well, you can't do much to them, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. I'm going to seize internet history or something, you know? It's like...
I'm glad you had fun.
No, you know, it's just cool. I mean, it was, like I said to them, I was like, at the moment, I can only commit to very few things. And War Machine ain't one of them. Yeah, like, but if I am free, my job's shift work is I'm free. My wife let me. I'll do it. Yeah, I'm here. Because I've only got the one faction. I sold off the Merc battle group that was I had. Mm. Yeah, and I got good money for it. It's like it's fine. So and plus something 40k really did. Do you know I had that spare Jack in box? They took it back. Like it wasn't
Centurion.
Yeah. So they.
Well, the one I got you.
Yeah, but they took it back in cash. Yeah, it's good.
You're a monster, sir. Let's hope they don't listen to this.
Well, they won't. But there was something about the shop. Their website is completely getting reworked. You can buy a ticket for the tournament off the website. It doesn't exist.
Oh.
So it's going to have to be anybody who doesn't have a ticket. It's going to have to pay on the day now.
That's fine. Just turn up.
No, as I say, there is no entrance bit for tickets there.
Okay. Just to surprise people, I've got something about next weekend I need to talk about, which is on the fly. But anyway. So is that it in the Portland? A bit more painting? Are these your painted bits?
Yeah, so Simon's done some more reinforcement skeletons. I just brought them down. You have a look at this.
That's
from Polar Fox. Yeah, that's the Tomb King model.
He's got four horses.
Yeah, it's
he's
proper
a badass.
Chariot, like.
General.
Yeah.
Super guy.
And...
Twin linked horses on the inside. Looks very nice.
And the other is a unit of alternative Tomb Guard.
From Polar Fox as well?
Not from Polar Fox. I don't know where they're from, actually. But
they definitely were doing quite a lot of Tomb Kings.
But so where can you use them in a Tomb King list? You know the Tomb King? He has a one-off make a unit one attack better, like an ability? Or you could replace them with them temporarily, so you
the
won't
marker.
Forget.
Yeah. Okay.
So I've got a unit of them, like
or
three
they
stats.
Could be raised dead, because you can never have too many raised dead.
Yeah, and he did me more skeletons, so I needed him to do.
Because you can never have too many raised
dead. Yeah, exactly. So... He's finished off my Dungeon Saga models, and he'll probably take a War Master army next commission.
Jesus, man. Yeah. But Jesus! The man can't stop painting.
Well, it's good for you.
Right, what have I been doing in Barryland?
I mean, I'm gonna be finishing my skating shortly. There's a few units I've left to finish paint skating, so.
Well, we've only got a week now.
Yeah, but there's only one of the only one unit I need for my list. Another Ratsworn unit.
Okay, so what's been happening? Oh, in my life, we had a Modern Masters draft. Mm. Which you probably don't know about that, but it's an incredibly expensive set of magic. So the booster price in Britain is £10 a booster.
Yeah.
So to do a draft, the three boosters cost you £30.
Right.
So it's quite an expensive thing.
Yeah.
But obviously some big money lottery tickets in the draft. So around this draft we had 16 players, and I managed to get a foil Fetchland, a Verdant Catacomb, which is about like £60 card.
Oh right, okay. Yeah.
That was all right. I didn't do particularly well. I went one win and two losses. Mm-hmm. So. And apart from that, I've been doing quite a lot of the old 40k shenanigans.
Mm. Yeah. So after we record this, we're going to try a game of 8th edition 40k if Hazel allows us.
But I've already played the game.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I've already played it.
But this is a proper game. This is like.
That was a proper game?
Yeah, but that not really. That was just stuff out of the box, wasn't it?
Badly pointed.
Yeah. So this is a proper game. Yeah.
So the problem with the stuff out of the box is it's not even.
Yeah.
Wow. And not even is it not even. One of them, I've got a foot slug across the table while getting vaporized by the other guys. So as you can imagine, the new improved Space Marines.
Primaris Marines.
Primaris.
Yeah.
Are bigger, harder, faster, stronger.
They drink more milk.
They really are so much bigger and better than the old Marines.
Yeah,
it really is very bad bears. Bad news bears to be an old Marine now.
Yeah, just get rid of it. Just burn it.
But what a stroke of genius, right? You've got like, they reckon 80% of everything of GW's sold in the last 15 years has been Space Marines. 80% of everything they sell is Space Marines.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you've got like 80% of your sales for 15 years is Space Marines, how the fuck do you sell people new stuff?
Yeah.
Well, you do it by reinventing Space Marines.
Yeah, exactly.
And making all those purchases kind of overnight redundant.
We were just talking about that as we were walking in the room. It's like these new Primaris Marines, like if they've done them as like a squad, which is an interesting elite choice, one type, like, that might be quite okay. But they're not. This is an army. Because I've just seen on the Gwarmer community site, they've done more characters. That's like including a librarian,
some infiltrating.
Yeah, like a different alternative infantry unit. There's clearly a dread. There's a vehicle for them, which looks horrible. But we'll see what it actually looks like in the flesh. Anyway, mate, throw your old Marines away and just get rid of them.
Yeah, it's these guys are so hard to deal with as well. I swear they got better weaponry.
I mean, it's what in 30k some character Terminator units have two wounds, and they're renowned for being harder to deal with. And it's two wounds is a big difference, especially in this version where you can. It's hard to instant death them, like in a sense, like not as many weapons do multiple wounds. Is it all
makes
sense? And if they did. Like Marine, he's already wounded. That Marine tanks a heavy weapon hit. He doesn't spread over. Like he just takes all the damage.
What Marine does. The most interesting thing about them is that they're out of the box. They're buffed up the wazoo. Whereas the Nurgle, there's not really much going on. There's
that Nurgle Lord's pretty cool.
I'll get bent. So the Marines, right? They're hitting on threes anyway because they're Marines. They've got new improved bolt guns.
Mm-hmm. Means they go fire further.
Fire further and rapid fire further.
Yeah, of course, they're fire.
And they've got armor piercing. They've got armor piercing that the other guys don't. But they reroll once to hit.
That's only because of a buff near a character.
Yeah, but it's not hard to get this buff. And then, right, so then. Alright, so they're rerolling once to hit. So they're only missing on twos. If a roll of two, so the squad of 10 ten.
They were born good.
So then they're on to wound. They're rerolling once to fucking wound as well. And you're like, oh come on, man.
Yeah, that's because of another buff of a character.
Another buff of another character that comes in. At least I've got my big floaty blob thing.
Yeah, the drone.
Fetid drone. He'll do some work, won't he? Oh no, you've got a squad of plasma gunners. Right, so you overcharge the plasma gunners.
Of course.
The negative is if you roll it when you die.
Yeah.
Except you don't. You get to re-roll it, don't you?
Yeah. So So it's 1 in 36 chops.
Instead of 1 in 6, yeah. Well, that's a lot less.
There's a lot less. It happens a lot less, yeah.
Yeah, and now suddenly instead of you being like wounding on fours, doing one wound, your 10 shots are wounding on threes, doing two wounds each.
That's right.
And there's 10 of them.
Yeah.
And they're rolling ones. All the time. And then hang on a minute, my 200 point thing vaporized in like a millisecond when these guys turned
should
on.
Should have turned up, should he?
You numbnutters. So anyway, I've joined a little Facebook messaging group.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm enjoying it but I'm taking it with a lot of salt.
Well, the thing is, so this new 40k book, I mean, this box set they've done, it is the best box set they've ever done. You know, like, I think. Because some of the early ones had scenery and stuff in them. And it's like, but this, I don't know, this is just, it just looks good, all of it. Anyway, but the problem is in the three modes to play, which is great, the open play, narrative play, and match play. So everyone's going to really play match play.
Yeah.
But even then, like, you're encouraged to put together some awful lists.
Awful stuff.
Because you don't have to even take troops if you don't
list
want
to. List building is bollocks.
That's the problem. It's like, so in match play, in a tournament, you could take a spearhead battalion. So basically, your core choices are heavy support.
So you've got one HQ.
And three heavy support.
And then a super heavy.
Yeah.
Or two flyers, or whatever.
The negative is that you don't get as many of these command points. And I understand they are good command points, but when you don't give the enemy any weak target, like, it doesn't matter, does it?
No, it certainly is.
Yeah.
And interesting. And also the fact that they claim to have, like, a point system, but the point system really isn't much of anything.
Well, like, I don't understand the power system.
Well, if you forget about the power system, it's just like an easy way in. If you're like a kid and you can't be shagged, working out what 2,000 points is and the pistol's worth 3 and this and that,
yeah,
you can just take this power point and just like an overall, and this guy's worth 9.
Yeah.
So if it's basically you divide the points by 20, roughly.
Yeah, but I don't get, okay, but
that's what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
But the thing is, there's like, they've always had a problem with special characters in that they've never been properly balanced.
Yeah.
And lots of people say, I ain't playing with special characters, I ain't playing with forward rule stuff, I ain't playing with this, that, or the other. But even the stuff they put in the main books now, it's just like completely ridiculous. They'll give you a model in the starter set, and you go, oh, this model's alright-ish. And then you look at the guy that's like an upgrade of him, and for 5 points more or something, he's like 3 times better. Why would I ever take this guy? It just makes no sense.
Yeah.
So like the one I'm talking about, there's a Lord of Contagion who comes in the box.
Right, okay.
And he's now 9 of those power points.
Yeah.
Or you can have a character Lord of Contagion, effectively, for 9 power points.
Yeah.
And on top of being better in melee than the one you've already got,
right,
he buffs all your pox knockers by giving them +1 strength and +1 toughness, which is a lot.
That's a big deal, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's a psyker.
Yeah.
So he can cast psychic powers every turn. He's got a ranged weapon.
Yeah.
And he's got a better melee weapon. And you've got like, hang on a minute, he's the same points.
Okay. Right, I don't.
That makes zero sense.
The power level.
They're both 9, and you've got like, it's one thing to kind of.
Yeah, so it doesn't seem right. I don't understand why you would use.
Well, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Except you own the model.
Yeah.
And you don't own the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, we're proxying it tonight. I ain't using that Lord of Contagion. I don't care. I'm using Typhus. But it's like stuff like that. You kind of look at it and you go like, you're either thinking I'm dim. Or you just can't be bothered.
The thing is these things, like, so you could, I'd be interested to see what a local 40k tournament, if it would just
no,
be.
Sir,
no. No, I'm not going to attend, but I'd like to see how they put it out. Like, as in, is it just like, here's this match play, 2,000 points, go on.
Bring the filth.
Or if it was saying, like, it's 2,000 match play, 2,000 points, but it has to be this force org chart. This one, battalion, for
that
example.
That was the scariest thing, that you could have any force.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if it restricted you, like, you have to use that one or that one, that might be better. Because I've tried to learn the rules by watching some YouTube games, and some of the armies are just ridiculous that are in it. It's just like, the one I'm going to mention is this, it's a list which is basically 4 Lehman Russes and a super heavy. And that's the list in 1,500 points. Or is it 5 Lehman Russes? It's basically all tanks. And it's like, where's the fun? It's like, it does scenario by wiping you out.
Parking the bus and
it's like, we line up, we shoot, and then you go away, and when you are away, if the game's still going, we'll do the scenario.
Bizarre, isn't it?
It's just like, you look at that and it's like, well, that's awful. You know?
So it's definitely the kind of game that I can imagine you could play for fun.
Yeah.
Like, if you're playing somebody of a similar mindset.
Like, yeah, yeah.
But you can't rock up and play this, like,
no,
not, just somebody you don't know.
Not against people you don't know, and because the boundaries, gamers push boundaries, and the boundaries are very open. You know, even in match play, which sounds restrictive, it's really not.
Oh, no. You know, like, if, for example, you wanted to build a Terminator army in the past, you had to have, like, what was it? Death Wing or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there were, like, restrictions on what you could do, and
yeah,
what you
yeah,
could build
yeah,
with it.
Yeah.
But now you could build that in any list,
yeah,
with any army.
Yeah.
Because you just use your elites as troops for any
yeah,
army.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
and you get bonuses for doing it.
I just don't... Yeah, that's the thing. I don't mind because I already own the Cult, and I don't mind having a box set of the Primaris Marines, because it's a gateway drug, 40k. 40k is mainstream, and allow you to play potentially anybody in the club, because they're going to know how to play 40k and they're going to have a 40k on.
They're definitely going to play this, because not much really to learn.
So that's good. But as I say, you can't take it to someone you don't know, because it's exactly the same problem as 30k. 30k, you can build some very open, like really horrible lists. And so again, it's the same problem.
So it can't be as open as this. This is just ridiculous.
No. This is more open. 8th is more open. 40k.
Yeah.
30k is less, but it's still fairly open enough for abuse.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
open enough. You know, like if you can put your core things you have to have as your troops in outflanking rhinos, and they don't have to turn up for like turns. You just basically don't even need them. Like forget about them. That's not good. Like, hang on, where's the thing you're meant to have? Oh, it's not on the table yet. It's like, what am I left with? This thing you can't kill.
Well, to give them the due, right? The box set's not cheap, but it's not terribly expensive.
Not if you get it from an independent.
Yeah. And you get a full hardback rulebook, which will probably not be 30, 35 quid, something like that. You get two reasonable sized armies, like 1,000-point armies.
Totally. Two sets of the Primaris Marines is well above a standard army.
No. Yeah. Okay. And I didn't build any of these Super Smurfs,
well,
but I did build the Nerdloids.
Yeah, they are lovely models.
And the way that they, it's all in house now. The way that they design and sculpt and cast is light years ahead of anybody else. I mean, it makes other manufacturers seem a bit like kind of rubbish.
Yeah,
if I'm being honest.
Yeah, because I put my Primaris Marines together, and I thought I might convert them because there's a low model count a bit, but actually because the way they were made, they're not. No, it wasn't. But that's fine. I mean,
like you get things like I built this guy. It was two pieces. One of the pieces was his head and neck, and the two front bits of his jacket.
Mm.
So you slip that on and using the plastic cement, and you literally can see no joint.
Yeah,
I could challenge you to find a join on the miniature to see where it went together, and you wouldn't find them.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because when you use the cement, it kind of melts it together.
Yeah.
And it's like invisible.
Yeah, because the joins are in the natural creases of the model.
Yeah,
it's clever, isn't it?
And they don't, it's nothing like normal plastic production. It's all like, they do 3D and they cut sections out and stuff.
Because you look at them now and you're like, okay, so where do the arms go? Like, it's not obvious how you put the model together.
No, they have to show you.
Yeah,
so it's like a 3D
when it goes, it's like seamless.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God. Yeah, honestly,
as much as it's easy to bash them,
you've got to give them credit as well.
There is no way they're making this stuff in China. This is like, they're making this in-house in Nottingham, because it's just not possible to get this stuff made.
Yeah, yeah.
It's incredible. Well, fair play to them. Well done. Yeah. Well done. That's enough 40k crap. Now we're going to play a game later on, but that's not what we're here to discuss, 40k. So let's discuss the big event of the weekend, which was Stirling.
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 Very successful by all accounts.
It's West Lothian.
West Lothian.
But it wasn't too... We got some shit about the fact that I didn't know where it was. I knew it was near Glasgow-ish. It wasn't...
Well, we're English. Why? How would we know that?
I don't know. I've been to Scotland a few times.
Like,
I lived in Glasgow and Aberdeen for a while, but... you're right. So Stirling Wargamers ran a 16-player, and it's sold out. 16-player event. And we had a couple of guys go up for it. The old Janners and Jim, double act.
Yeah, yeah.
Flying the great flag for...
Exactly.
For Saffron Walden.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think Jim actually had a go at the title.
Jim was in the final, and Janus was table one, and Janus was table two.
Janus finished unbeaten, but didn't win, obviously.
He got two wins and a draw. Okay. And the personally drew against, has messaged us before, and complimented how what a thoroughly nice bloke, you know, like Dennis was.
What a thoroughly pleasant gentleman.
Yeah, I was like, it's nice to hear. Yeah, like, so I said I taught Janice how to, his yeah, etiquette,
his
yeah, his manners. But yeah, it's true. It's like yeah, because it's interesting. The guy commented saying, in his experience, most named tournament players are dicks, but Janice wasn't.
Janice wasn't a dick.
Yeah.
So all right. So we'll talk through the final table. So the winner was Donald McCullum, and he played Bretonnian.
Yeah.
I presume that's Bretonnian tournament.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So yeah, well done to him. Bretonnian won a couple of tournaments recently.
Yeah, well, that playing at the breakpoint is a good thing. You can hide it, can't you? You can hide, you know, when it's battle line every game, you can.
Well, they play battle line every game.
I don't know.
I think so. I think that was the idea. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we will find out from Janice and Jim, no doubt. So if that is the case, they do have an advantage in that.
Yes.
It's not so much a tournament play, maybe, because the infantry is quite shit.
Yeah.
But
if you
in battle line, if you hide it,
you
can't lose, afford to lose, then you can't lose.
Mm.
You can lose on victory,
but
so.
But the disadvantage is those knights have to charge, and you can bait them in where they don't want to go.
Yeah, and as Phil found out, you can, if you don't win, you can give away a lot of victory points.
Yeah, yeah.
In chat.
More than most other armies.
Yeah. Okay, so second place. So Bretonnian was first, David Donald McCullum. Second place, Alex Janowicz.
The man, the legend.
With Empire.
So he's drawn. In organised play, he's drawn a game. He didn't lose, but he has drawn a game.
He has lost a game. I've beaten with goblins.
Oh, yeah, well, come on.
I haven't, man. Till the end of time, I'm going to be talking about that. So he was using Empire. He was using some new tech.
Yeah, no cav, I think.
I don't know about no cav. No pistoliers, I can see.
Yeah.
But it was all infantry and obviously cannons and stuff. Because Janna's and his cannons.
Yeah, yeah.
So that would be an interesting list.
He'll have to ask. Yeah, you can send it to us.
Because on paper, Empire infantry is not that good.
Yeah, yeah, true. But you can get lots of blocks of halberdiers with skirmishers to make like a big chunk of infantry.
He's a machine. So then we have Guy Hunter, Orcs and Goblins.
Yeah, so that's the guy Janice drew against.
Okay, very nice. Mm-hmm. Jim Beach.
And I mean, that's impressive, getting an Orc and Goblin up to third.
Well, they won the Swedish tournament recently.
What is this?
But I'm not sure how much revolution was involved
in
that.
Yeah.
So this definitely is full-blooded revolution.
Yeah.
So Orcs and Goblins in fourth. Jim the Gent, the Sage Beach. We got Steve and Jack with Chaos in fifth. Dave Patterson, Empire, sixth. Gus McCabe, Skaven. There's another
Skaven out there. What?
God damn. Yeah, he does all right. He got seven.
Tender.
Mark Taylor, Dwarfs, eighth. Mickey, or Mikey maybe, M-I-K-I, Ward, High Elf, ninth.
Yep.
William Burns, Empire, tenth. David Burns, Chaos 11th. David Ross, Dark Elf 12th. Stuart Smith, Orc and Goblins. Go, those Orcs and Goblins.
So three Orc and Goblin armies?
No, four. There's another one coming. So Stuart Smith, Orc and Goblins 13th. Paul Morris, Chaos 14th. Ross Patton, Orcs and Goblins 15th. And Rob Pooley with Araby 16th.
So no High Elves?
Well, one High Elf.
Oh, well, there was a High Elf.
9th. One Dark Elf 12th.
Hmm.
And what's the other leadership?
And 10th. No Dwarf?
Yeah, 8th.
Jeez.
So, there you go. Well played. And the best painted army was Jim Beach.
Yeah.
What a no surprise.
Hard, hard challenge,
that,
isn't it? You know,
with his Orcs and Goblins. And he was telling me, because he was texting me some of the work, that some Black Orc miniatures, Blackgate miniatures, ogres would in game one, where they burst through on a charge and smashed their way through to
one. That's really cool. Jim's
using some of those. Okay, what else did they say? Today was a roaring success with everybody enjoying a great day of War Master. We made some notes and things to approve and act on these next year.
Yeah.
The big thing to take away, Sterling War Masters will return in 2018.
Yeah, yeah, and I heard from at Janice that the standard of play was really good.
Good. And the standard of the evening, did they go on the Saturday?
They did, yeah, yeah. I mean, so hopefully next time me and you can attend.
They just need to make it not so close to our event. So if you make your event first, and then we'll fit round you.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I mean, because Ours is easily done.
Yeah, yeah, and there's, we do like four or five. So it's easier for us to fit round you than you fit round us.
Yeah.
You set your date and then we'll do our level best. Because it's only outside Edinburgh and outside Glasgow. So you can get from Stansted to either of them.
I'll talk to the guy, Paul, who in their club, and that's what we'll do.
Because I think they flew up, our guys, because I don't think it's too
Jan has tried to fly here to get the train or something.
Oh,
fuck. I saw this thing on Facebook. He said, my flight has turned into a train journey. Adapt and overcome or something.
Jim fly?
Yeah, I'm sure Jim fly.
Yeah. So we could just go from Stansted to Glasgow and Edinburgh, and then there we go. That'd be good too. So next year, fellas, next year. All right, so it's good to have another event in the UK. It's good to be able to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic.
Fair play for you for running it. And more strength to your elbow. Maybe more than 16. Although it does tend to be that that's about as many as you can handle in a day. Otherwise, you'd have to go 2 days.
It's unless you've got tap of a venue. Like, there's a potential tournament that could happen in SmogCon in February next year.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because it's now thrown open to any game system going, and we know the organizer, John Webb. So he's already noted us down, and it's like, so potentially there, because you have no time limits. SmogCon is 24/7.
Well, it's not going to be 24/7.
Oh, okay, well, anyway, it's long hours.
So it would be, as a minimum, it would be 8 in the morning till midnight.
So you could, So you could do a 4-round event in one day quite easily there.
Or a 6-round event over 2 days.
Or a 6-round event over 2 days, depending on your player base.
It's probably better to do the 2-day thing, do it Saturday, Sunday.
That is something for us. Small COD does clash with a potential army thing, but I won't know about that yet.
It clashed last time.
Well, it always it's just awkward tights. But I mean, I don't know, we'll see. I mean, like, there's other moving pieces have to fall into place first. But potentially, it could happen. The thing is, it's tricky. You buy a ticket to SmogCon, you don't buy a ticket to an event there. So you bought your SmogCon ticket, and then you turn up and play what you want to play in. So it would be hard to know how many players you've got, apart from word of mouth.
No, you could buy tickets in advance.
Okay, but yeah,
For the Masters and stuff. So you could do a similar thing.
Yeah, okay.
There's nothing to stop people. As long as they've got a ticket for SmogCon, they can do whatever they want. They can bring their own.
Yeah, if you've got a core of 8 people together that you knew were attending, it's a little tricky, but it's all possible. Yeah.
Oh, we'll see. There's plenty of events kicking around. I'd still like to go to Europe, although my chances of going are probably increasing and yours are increasing.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Anything's really possible. It's just because I'm going to have to go away in September for 16 days with the army.
Really?
Yeah, that's the. I mean, I have to go.
Whenever that happens with me, even like for more than a couple of days, Joe sends out for the reinforcements, family reinforcements. Yeah.
So in September, I'll be away for 16 nights on my long engagement with the army in Croatia.
Do they allow you to take that out of your regular time?
I get 10 extra days, 5 paid, 5 unpaid, from the NHS to do this stuff. So
that's good, because you can't afford to take that out of your holiday.
So these 16 days away are costing me 6 of my own days of leave in a yearly amount, because I get 10 extra.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's assuming you worked every one of those 16 days. You don't have rest days.
No. I'm saying, like, my annual amount of leave
is
increased by 10 days. 16 of it is needed to be used, so I'm net down 6 over the standard amount. But I'm getting paid well for that. I found out I never properly worked it out, but when I finally deciphered the government website, it showed me my exact earnings last year, and it's like, reserves do shunt up my pay, so I've got it, I've got the figures.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what else have we got to talk about on this fine evening? It's very sunny. It's very nice. I've worked my tits off this weekend. I've run 2 football tournaments.
So you're like the manager now.
Oh, what happens is the coaches can't manage the teams because they're running like stalls. Like they're doing the burger van and all that kind of stuff, selling drinks. Yeah. So I've spent all weekend running football matches. So I'm absolutely knackered.
I mean, like,
we lost in the semi-final.
Are you reffing him or are you just the coach?
Coach. So we lost in the semi-final today on penalties, which is cruel.
Outrageous.
And we lost to the guys that won it.
Was there a fight?
No, there was fights this morning, but not in
Was there a death fight?
The player fights this morning, apparently.
Fantastic. You've got to want it.
Yeah, there's something I need to discuss down a little bit. Paul doesn't know anything about this, but the football coach, he's had a bit bad luck. He's got lymph node cancer.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. I know. Yeah. So that's why... So next Saturday I'm going to be late because I've got to do the training.
Oh, well, okay, right.
But as soon as the kids' football training finishes, I'll
definitely come. It's fine. Because, the thing is, we're getting to the point, really, where... I know your feelings on a tournament organiser for the days, and I do understand
The problem is not necessarily you, it's your opponent in the game that you're constantly having to leave, dealing with all the other crap.
Yeah, I get that.
And it gets worse as the tournament goes on. Yeah. And if you're potentially near the top table, you're generating your own shit as well as everybody else's shit. Because it's getting tense on your table, it's getting tense on the top tables. Yeah,
yeah. Fair enough, anyway. But, at the end of the day, we're all bloody adults and we can act like adults.
So, but it will only probably be round one that I'm not there for. I'll probably get there by the end of round one. I think the football training's 9:30 till 11, so then I'll drive from here to Colchester. Yeah.
That's fine.
So, Paul didn't know anything about that.
But, that's no problem. I've got enough of our club guys there who will band together and we'll just do this. Because the first round, there's quite a lot of grudges going on anyway.
Yeah, for sure. I know Janice and Jim are playing.
Janice and Jim, and there's another grudge at least.
Stuart and Ian playing.
So...
Stuart and Ian?
I've got another grudge as well. So, it's mostly going to be people playing who they want to play that first round.
Good.
If they argue, I'll sort it out.
I would say is I've talked again to some of the people that have played one or two tournaments, but no more than that, and they're adamant that we need to get the table scenery under control.
Yeah, and we will, because there'll be a standard that I'll do to every table.
Yeah, so people might bring their own table scenery with them, and that's cool. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
But we might have to remove some of it to make it playable.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I remember there was a couple of them that were just literally full of scenery.
And that's fine. This is an evolving thing for us, and that's exactly what I'll do.
Yeah, no, we've talked in the past how there just seems to be a difference, even between nations, about how much scenery is the norm.
But
maybe that's just we're more used to playing in tournaments where you don't generally have a mass of scenery. Some of the tournaments you used to go to, it was you bring two pieces and your opponent brings two pieces.
That's how
they used to do it.
Well, the War Machine event today was all 2D scenery.
I don't like that stuff.
It was super cheap. It was just cut out card with written what it was.
Oh, it's brilliant, mate. Brilliant.
No, it doesn't look good, does it?
That's an understatement, mate. I don't have to use physical 3D models, because I can only use, beer mats and stuff.
That is... Anyway. It's what it is.
Paul's just setting up now, because he's trying to maximise the 3-hour window.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a whole load of fucknutters, and I've got a whole load of them. So it's going to be...
It's going to be Gene Steeler Cult versus Death Guard.
But
they would never face each other in the fluff.
Why's that?
Because this isn't even army. The only army the cult would ever fight against, because they're a human Gene Steeler cult, would be Imperial Guard or Space Marines.
I don't know the fluff, mate, but wherever I find it, I'm killing it. So Nurgle, mate. You're all coming to father. Father Nurgle, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, he wants to come bless you.
Bless you with his Nurglings.
With his Nurge.
The Nurgloids.
But other War Master stuff we need to talk about. Committee stuff? Can we talk about that?
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, I need to squeeze another thing in because...
Blackgate miniatures?
And another thing. So,
thank you for KR.
Let's do that one first. Thank you, Mr. KR. We'll be looking forward to giving out your stuff next week.
Indeed.
And I need a new box. See, I've got my 40K stuff just rattling around in a plastic crate. Mm-hmm. I don't feel great. So I might have to treat myself to a nice new KR case. For not much money.
Yeah.
Not much money. They hold a ton of miniatures. I think you fit 150 in a normal case or something. It's ridiculous. It's something ridiculous. So anyway, thank you, Mr. KR. And what was next on our list? War Master Rules Committee stuff?
Yes, War Rules Committee stuff.
We're at an interesting point. Mm-hmm. First thing I want to say is thank you to Alish. He shared on the committee forum his preview of of the army list document. It's unbelievable, man.
Fantastic job.
It's like, jeez. Because I'm not that technically gifted. Like I find formatting and stuff quite difficult. I'm not sure I would have known how to even go about starting what you've done.
Exactly.
But yeah, the thing is awesome. The thing is just like, you're going to have a document and it's going to have 20 lists in it. And all those lists have been looked at, and there's been some things done to each or any that needed it in order to try and balance them, to make the game better.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing's been done out of spite. Nothing's been done because I like a list and it's my, you know, list that I love and I always want to play. I don't give a crap, mate. I'll play any list. I've got like 8-10 armies. I'll play with Paul's armies. I'll play with any army.
Yeah.
I just want the game to be good.
Yeah.
And balanced.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not precious about any particular army, and I don't think anybody is.
No.
I don't think anybody is.
I mean, like, I like Skaven, but if they were shit, that would only make me encourage them to play them more, if you follow. Like, you know, I voted against, like, improvement. In terms of, like, the debates, I was just like, nah. You
know, like, it's funny, it's true. Like, Paul plays Empire, and he was like, he's quite forthright on some of the changes that were good, that helped Empire. But one of the things, like, when skirmishers lost the access to buffer fanatics.
Flagons.
That was like fluff. And like Paul said, yeah, that should definitely happen. I don't even know if you suggested it, but...
Oh, no, yeah, but totally. Like, they don't work. Yeah, they should not be together.
Yeah, but that was perfect.
Yeah.
Because that's right.
That's
and
right.
And they should never have been there.
Yeah.
And they're not now, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to the stage now where 19 armies are done. There is one more army that is virtually done. I can't, for the life of me, see any reason why they won't be done now.
I mean, it's done, Barry.
Everything, all the changes have been done and voted on, and the changes aren't particularly big, and they're all templated on other stuff.
You talk about other kingdoms, and it's only our process of voting that just needs to tick the box, take its time.
Yeah.
And actually, once you have the majority vote, because I can't see anyone saying no. We should just push on.
I mean, the most radical departures were maybe the Rhinox Riders getting a bit cheaper and a bit simpler.
Mm-hmm.
The Lead Belcher things, they're now templated on Chaos Dwarf Blunderbusses because they're virtually the same entry.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but the Blunderbusses have changed as well, so I don't know if we've talked about that. Because the Blunderbuss entry is the most bonkers thing I've ever seen. Well, you like
Chaos Dwarf one, really.
Yeah. You have to be in a column, and then they get stronger the more.
It's they were an area effect weapon, and there is no area effect weapons in Warmaster. It's like the space, the frontage of the unit was what it fires at. And it's like, what is this? This is not this game.
Yeah.
Like, why does this special snowflake have to have these unique thing? And it's like, that isn't a mechanic in the game system anywhere else.
Right, so what happened to those is they've got armor piercing, they've got two shots, but it's only 15 centimeters, which is really restrictive.
And when you stand and fire, you only get one.
Yeah, so that's it. And that is exactly the same as Lead Belchers now.
Yeah.
So they're quite straightforward. Yeah. They don't do a great deal. They've still got armor 6.
Because you think, oh, two shots each with armor piercing, that is strong. But it's only you only get the two shots in your turn. Like, you're not standing...
And you're 15 centimetres.
15 centimetres is not good. Like, that is not good range. Like, you'd be surprised at how many are always out of range, you know? Like, as in, when you need them to be, they're out of range.
So what this will say is that we are having to leave behind this first stage three lists that I never imagined being in this first stage.
Yeah.
And in fact, I argued quite vociferously shouldn't have been part of this first stage because I felt there was too much to do with them. Mm-hmm. Especially the two that involve the free words.
Yeah.
So I suggest...
And you're saying Wood Elves, Beastmen and Norse.
Yeah, Norse, I felt, weren't a million miles away.
No.
We couldn't get some issues sorted.
But the problem is the lack of a lot of playtesting.
Or any playtesting.
Well, no, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, there is some, but, like, it's hypotheticals,
but
that is what's difficult about it. It's like, you know, to playtesting something properly, you need a lot of games of it, and it's just everyone doing it in their own time. It's inevitable of the situation, if you follow. Like, things that need quite, let's say, bigger changes, they need a lot of playtesting, and that is just going to take time. And it's going to take people coming in and saying, oh, I tried this, I think that, you know.
But the bigger problem is, because of that lag, the rest of the process just grinds to a halt, and suddenly people aren't logging in as often as they were, because nothing's happening. We're just waiting for this... endless playtest cycle, which is going to take time.
Yeah.
It's because, like, if you change Huskarls, which basically were the only bent thing in the Norse list.
Yeah.
But they were too bent because they were too cheap, so you have to change them. But then the knock-on effect is like, what then is the list?
Yeah, what is the list? Yeah.
What is it doing? What is it?
Yeah. How is it different?
If you've got an entry and it's like not 01 or 02, say 04, 06, and people are taking the maximum of them, then that flags up an issue because there's some, like, what were they called? Ronin in the
Nippon
list. It's like, jeez, but if somebody's going that heavy on those, or like the Chaos Hounds in some of the variant lists, where were taking 12 units. Well, you don't take 12 units of anything, mate. Tomb Kings don't even take 12 units of skeletons.
Yeah.
So why suddenly are these lists taking 12 units of these things? And it's not one off. It's like everybody's building these lists, and the first thing on the list almost is 12 units of dogs. You're like, there's something wrong with the dogs, mate. You can't. Can't be that auto and include.
Yeah, exactly.
Because nothing in this game is that auto include. Not that numbers.
Yeah.
You might have one unit of them, like Rat Ogres in the Skaven. Oh, I need that punch. Get a unit of them in. Mm. But yeah, if you're taking 12, there's something wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I think we're not a million miles away from being able to publish, which means Alice has got the Revolutions rule set, V1.0, I think that's on, ready to go, and he will have a set of rules, I believe, ready to go pretty soon, army list ready to go, which will be amazeballs, because then you have got a game that's been looked at and loved and polished, and hopefully it's in a better state than it was a year ago.
And the thing is the style of free rules, obviously, that is the style, but like, that is all you need, and that is everything. I mean, that is pretty good. That is, I mean, like, so it's like, here's your rule set, here's your army list. Oh, what army list? All of them.
Well, not all of them.
Yeah.
All of them that we could get done in a reasonable time.
Yeah, but like, still, 20.
20, yeah.
Like, it's like, there's 20 armies in there, pick one. And it's like...
Well, apart from goblins, they've all got hundreds of chance. Goblins are hard work, man, I'm not going to lie.
Well, if you choose to play, you're playing down if you're playing goblins.
We've given you, you always get one attack.
Yeah.
So even if terrified and in the flank, you're getting one attack.
Yeah.
You get, what else other stuff do goblins get now? They get stuff. They lose animosity. They lose fear elves because they don't need any of that. Yeah. They've got enough going on.
Yeah. So that's fine. I mean, it's that's good. But I'm happy that goblins are weak because they're goblins. You know.
This is a good point. Something people often underestimate. People like playing tier 3 armies, and what they like more than anything is winning with them.
Yeah.
So, like, you bring your high elves and I beat with goblins. That feels, like, special.
Yeah.
That feels special. So, yeah, good stuff. You'll see more stuff coming on the War Master Rules Committee. I think it's credited in the front. We'll find a website to publish. I'm not sure where we're at and what's the state with that. But, yeah, I don't know if Alice is going to do that via the website that he's got Revolutions on at the moment.
Needs any help needed, obviously, we will give as best we can.
Yeah. Finally, Blackgate Miniatures, we're at phase 2, launch tomorrow. Jeez, man, it's been busy. So, by this time tomorrow, phase 2 will be running.
I'm going to be ordering 2 units of the mounted troops.
Mammoth Riders, sir.
And I'm hoping if it gets to the stretch goals, I'll be adding them to the stretch goals.
The stretch goals, yeah.
I would order more than 2, but I really can't use more than 2, I?
So, not really.
Yeah.
So that is one of the issues of doing something like Mammoth Riders is realistically people are only going to order 2. Because that's all they can.
Yeah, but you can't blame them.
No, absolutely not. So that's why there's an early bird to try and get some people in, so you get 2 units for 16 quid, and then hopefully we can get further on the stretch goals and release some characters and Mammoth Riding characters. But if it doesn't work for whatever reason, we don't get the characters, then they'll just have to have their own Kickstarters, I guess, the characters. Because people need to back characters.
Yeah, exactly. And I would gladly pay up front for them.
And then once, hopefully, this phase 2's done, whether it'll be September or October, that will mean that I'm able to field an army.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's any... I mean, it would be nice to have the little numb-nutters.
I want greenlings.
Greenlings and all that other shit.
I want greenlings.
But it would be interesting because we're in a position where they've got a reasonably competitive list. It's certainly not tier 1, but it's competitive.
With the characters of the cavalry, with what you've already done, that gives you the army. You could do the army.
You could do an army.
Yeah.
I'm not sure any of the other stuff's all icing anyway. The kind of meat and potatoes is there. Then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If yeah. I was going to build an ogre army, there's enough bits to build it.
Yeah. And is those bits like less competitive than the other stuff? Well, you just get more. You get less of the meat and potatoes if you choose other stuff.
Right. So it's now 5 past 8, which means I don't know the exact time. We must have recorded for just about an hour.
We've got an episode there.
Next weekend, we've got a tournament.
Yep.
On Saturday. I'm not playing, Paul's playing. I'm going to be running it. I'm going to be there about 11:30.
Yep.
Paul's going to be there early, about 8 o'clock in it, or 8:30.
It's something. 9 o'clock start, so I will be there. And I spoke to Andy today.
Right.
Yeah, like, as I was there. Yeah, it was another reason to get up there and remind him of his obligations. So it's going to be a 9 o'clock start, and we will crack. The train starts and it doesn't slow down for nothing.
Yeah. It's got to be finished at 6.
Yes. And we want plenty of time to do 3 games.
Okay,
and if that means somebody doesn't win because they won all their games, but strength,
we'll sort that. It's on victory points anyway. Yeah. So
you'll do better.
Okay. Do better. Just do better. We'll talk about laptops and stuff in the week. So yeah, that will be good, and we'll feedback from that next week. I'll try and do one before, but if not, we'll do one kind of maybe next.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to, I'd like to do some more YouTube battle reports. You know, like armies, games.
Okay, right, good. So
I want to put my Skaven on camera.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Skaven versus dwarves, that'd be good. That'd look good.
Look good. I'm not sure it'd be good for the dwarves. Depends how much work those cannons can do. How many swarms you got?
That'll be fine now.
It's quite a lot of chaff. Non-retreating chaff to shoot through.
Let's get up there. Like,
God damn them. Right, okay, so we're going to go and play again 40k now.
Yeah.
Right, so that was episode 64. Yep. We'll catch you next week. See you later. Paul and Barry. Good night.
And Hazel.
And Hazel, who's quiet now.
Yep.
Good night.